you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Everyone, welcome to episode 98. Yeah, so I'm recording this in a blizzard. So even with myself in a room where I normally record, we may hear wind. So just letting you know. So welcome to episode 98, ways to be kinder to yourself. You know, we're often really, really harder on ourselves than we are on others. Unless you're a big ego person, but for the most part, people are way too hard on themselves. So let me ask you a question. Are you kind to yourself?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Some of the most generous, caring, and wonderful people in the world forget to look after themselves. I've been there. However, if you're not giving yourself the kindness you deserve, you can't expect to enjoy a healthy level of emotional and spiritual wellness. So how do you show yourself some much-deserved kindness, you might ask? Like most things, the transition often starts with something really small. You can start by simply recognizing when you're having a difficult day and giving permission to yourself to experience your emotions freely. Now, I want you to consider these simple steps you can take to be kinder to yourself. The first step is forgive yourself. This might seem simple, but it's often the hardest thing for many people to do. When someone we love makes a mistake, we're keen to jump in and forgive them. Yet, however, we're often too hard on ourselves and refuse ourselves that same forgiveness. Although you might not be able to automatically forgive yourself as quickly as you'd like, it's important to start practicing as quickly as possible. So the next time you find yourself being angry with something you've done, said, or thought, I want you to take a breath and take a step back. Ask yourself how you would respond to a friend who had done the same thing. If you would forgive someone else, try to forgive yourself too. The next step, nourish your physical health. Listen, your body is the only house you really have. If you don't take care of it, that's it. So nourish your physical health. Nourishing your physical health requires a constant commitment. However, it doesn't have to be as complicated as it seems. For example, let's say the next time you have lunch, ask yourself if you can choose the slightly healthier option. And if you're too tired to make a big meal, ensure that you have some easy-to-make healthy meals ready to go instead of picking up some fast food whoa, calorie and sodium laden. So think about how you can add small bits of extra physical activity into your day too. For instance, could you walk to the store rather than driving there? Not only will you get some extra exercise, but you'll also save money on fuel and reduce your impact on the earth. Or could you take the stairs instead of the elevator? Could you park your car further away in the lot so that you have to walk further? That's one of my favorite ones. Like, I know, like, we're all, gotta save time. But if you park your car further away, anywhere you go, you add extra steps in. And those steps are important to your health. Another step you can take to be kinder to yourself is get help when you need it. You know, it's easy to assume that you're on your own when it comes to dealing with difficult things. However, help is often around if you're willing to ask for it. If you're struggling at work with a range of tasks that are too much for you to handle on your own, speak to your boss and ask for guidance. And if you're worried about your anxiety levels or mental health, don't hide in your room and try to get over it on your own. Speak to a coach or therapist about your options. Getting the right help when you need it can save you weeks and months of pain. Another step you can take is to spend time with your loved ones. If you want to make being kind to yourself seem easy, spend some time with the people you love and who love you. Family that loves you, your friends that love you, they'll automatically treat you with the compassion you deserve and help you to see why it's so valuable to look after yourself. And if you're beating yourself up about something, your friends and relatives can also make it easier to look at that problem from a different perspective, because we're just in that tunnel or gone down a rabbit hole. And these folks can broaden your scope of how you're looking at something. Human beings are naturally social creatures, so spending time with others is one of the best things you can do to make yourself feel good and nurture your emotional health. It's also a great way to prevent yourself from isolating when you're feeling down. Now, if you can't physically see them, make the phone call, jump on a Zoom call, text, email, write, make a connection. Another step you can take to be kinder to yourself is to add self-care to your calendar. We often find it difficult to carve time out of our busy schedules for self-care on a regular basis. If you're struggling to find time to look after yourself, it might be worth adding a dedicated self-care day to your routine. Mark it on your calendar, just like a meeting at work. I do this for myself. My self-care day often includes getting my hair cut, getting a massage, taking a bath. Literally, I put it on there. Read a chapter in the new book that you got, doing something for myself. So marking it on your calendar. And during your self-care day, you can do anything you like to make yourself feel good. That's the thing. Self-care day is for you. Make yourself feel good. This might mean having a bubble bath and reading your book or watching your favorite movie. Self-care can even involve exploring things like deep breathing and relaxation, right? That you set it on your calendar. You have a gong that goes off every half hour and you take a deep breath. All right, another thing that you can do to be kinder to yourself is sleep well. Ensure that you get enough sleep each night. 7 to 9 hours is usually enough for most adults. If you sleep too much all the time, that can have an opposite effect. You can actually just continue to be groggy. So somewhere between 7 and 9 hours. And your sleep quality also matters. The better you sleep, the more you'll be able to handle the everyday challenges you face without feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. So good things to do at bedtime is to have a relaxing bedtime routine. A dark bedroom, comfortable bed. You want to avoid screens, alcohol, coffee, or any big meal before going to bed. You know, and I often will put on literally music that helps me fall asleep, binaural beats, or a heart-tuning meditation, you know, something that helps me fall asleep that isn't necessarily words, but some people can fall asleep to words. That's just not my thing. Finally, when you want to give yourself an emotional, physical, and spiritual boost, grab your blankets. Some extra sleep can sometimes be a crucial part of resting and recharging in your day-to-day schedule. Close the door at the office and take a 20-minute nap during your meal break. I love power naps because that's it, 20 minutes, no longer than that. I wake up charged, refreshed, and it kind of resets the brain if I've been overthinking. So being kinder to yourself comes with a host of benefits. Do something nice for yourself each day, and soon you'll be enjoying it as a regular part of your daily routine. I would love to hear from you how you're going to incorporate some of these things into your day. And if you're needing help in any area, reach out. I'm a coach. I'd love to help you. You can find me at HeidiDelaire.com. Sending lots of love. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDelaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. You can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.